Three premier architecture firms from Europe are being tapped by LA developers to design massive infill construction in the city. It is exciting news for anyone who follows architecture. But here's a question. Will they get to realize these projects at a time when resistance to densification is on the rise here in LA? Frances Anderton is here now to talk about it for this week's DNA on ATC. She's the host of DNA on KCRW. Hi, Frances.
Hello, Steve.
Who are these high-profile architects coming to Los Angeles?
Well, let's start with Herzog & de Meuron. You may remember the amazing Bird's Nest Stadium from the Beijing Olympics. Well, they've been tapped to build a huge office, live, work, and retail mixed complex at Alameda and 6th Street in the Arts District. We have Rem Koolhaas. You may remember his CCTV building in Beijing. Extraordinary structure. He also did Seattle Library, hugely influential and famous. His firm, Office of Metropolitan Architecture, has a design on the boards for a hotel residential office complex at 4th and Arizona in Santa Monica. Then we have Bjarke Ingels. He's possibly like the hottest star in the architecture firmament right now, very young, early 40s. His firm, Big, Bjarke Ingels Group, we learn, has been tapped by the Gallo family and a real estate firm called VE Equities to design a huge multifamily hotel, commercial development that would be on Mesquite Street in the Arts District. So this is three of Europe's really big name architects who are being invited to come build in LA.
Big deal, of course, in the architecture field. But why would the average Angeleno think this is a big deal?
Well, let's start by listening to Peter Zellner. He's an architect and a teacher at USC, and this is what he argues.
It's like LA's finally growing up in terms of the developer class that's here. So I think that's the more interesting conversation, is why is it that finally we have clients who are willing to take a risk, not at the scale of a house or a small public building, but at the scale of a major scheme, to take a risk on really good architecture.
These architects really do think in a very interesting way about multifamily, about mixed use, about dense development. They come from cities. They come from a continent that is used to building in small areas. They're very good at using energy. They're very good at space planning, tiny or small units.
You know, what's really interesting to me, Frances, is that we're seeing a lot of antipathy, right, toward developers. We just passed a couple of ballot measures to address homelessness and a lack of affordable housing, and there's a ballot measure coming up in March to stop large-scale developments too in some areas. Will these projects go forward despite all of that?
Yes, this is a low-rise region that had virgin land up until recently. Now it's all about infill. Now it's the big squeeze. And there is a real resistance to this kind of dense development because it actually impacts our lifestyle in a way that you don't find in Paris or New York if you build high and dense. That's the way it already is. So we've got this real massive kind of culture clash. And what these architects do represent is kind of a way forward. Their work signals that really concentrated development can be really interesting and can be really thoughtful and can really create a very decent place to live.
What is so fascinating about this, if you look at Europe, I mean, many European cities are very condensed, right? Very small. I say small geographically, small cities. They know something about density, but LA is very different from those places.
LA is learning painfully about density because really we have enjoyed just the ability to sprawl and sprawl and sprawl. And we've had a lifestyle that goes with that. It's a lifestyle of spaciousness. And we love that lifestyle and it is hard to give it up. And these architects offer interesting solutions to that problem. But really, they are being resisted. The Rem Koolhaas project in Santa Monica, that was one of four projects that really galvanized folks in Santa Monica to put LV on the ballot. Well, LV failed, but we have projects like the two in the Arts District by Herzog & de Meuron and Bjarke Ingels. They are both going to be subject to variances, and that's what Measure S wants to stop. So the fight goes on.
A lot of cogs in the wheel, if you will, going forward with all of these architectural firms and, of course, the big developments that are on the drawing board. Frances Anderton with this week's DNA on ATC. Frances, thank you.
You're very welcome, Steve.